Oklahoma Republican lawmakers condemn student ICE walkouts, and the state reaches a settlement with Tyson and Cargill in the Illinois River watershed pollution case. Details on that and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, February 13th. I'm Nick Daniels. A group of lawmakers is urging State Superintendent Lyndall Fields to take action on student-led protests against ICE. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports 14 lawmakers penned an open letter this week calling for disciplinary measures against involved teachers.
Some lawmakers are calling the walkouts that occurred at several districts across the state unexcused absences that may violate Oklahoma's compulsory attendance laws. Though it does not cite specific instances, the letter also says any educators found to be promoting or organizing the demonstrations may be subject to teaching certificate revocation. The letter was signed by all Republicans, including Senate Education Chair Adam Pugh, who is running for state superintendent. The lawmakers call on Fields to investigate reports of teachers involved in the walkouts, carry out disciplinary measures, and provide a summary of actions taken against the teachers. Quote, schools must remain spaces of orderly learning where students are taught to exercise their rights responsibly, within the law and with parental oversight. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma has reached settlements with the two largest poultry companies in a 20-year-old case over pollution in the Illinois River watershed. Grayson Wheeler reports Attorney General Gentner Drummond announced agreements with Tyson and Cargill Thursday.
Growing chickens means amassing chicken litter, a mix of poop, eggshells, feathers, and other debris. It's great fertilizer, but it also contributes to algal and bacterial growth in the waterways it leaches into. In 2023, a federal judge ruled a handful of poultry companies were responsible for polluting the Illinois River with chicken litter. But negotiating a cleanup plan has been contentious and largely fruitless, until now. Tyson has agreed to pay $19 million to clean up and conserve the Illinois River and the watershed that feeds it. Cargill will pay $6.5 million. Under the agreements, the companies will use less and less poultry litter as fertilizer around the Illinois River over the next 7 years, and they're not allowed to shuffle it to any sensitive Oklahoma watershed. Another defendant, George's, settled last month. That leaves three companies who haven't reached agreements with the state. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Oklahoma State Department of Health can now access most of its $223.5 million Rural Health Transformation Program award for the year. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more from the agency.
The national $50 billion Rural Health Fund was signed into law alongside billions of dollars in reductions to federal Medicaid spending. Oklahoma received one of the highest investments among states. It was more than expected, and because of that, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services required the state to rework its budget, making funding unavailable until revisions were approved. The state agency received an updated notice of award. Keith Reed, Oklahoma's Commissioner of Health, says this unlocks nearly $202 million. The agency is coordinating with CMS on its review and release of the remaining dollars.
We want to move as quickly as possible. Just want to make sure we do it accurately and accountably.
The state is focusing on several areas, including behavioral health, rural residency programs, and school-based services. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The Oklahoma City Thunder fell to the Milwaukee Bucks last night by a score of 110-93, but they still enter the midway point of the season at the top of the NBA's Western Conference. Ryan LaCroix reports on the Thunder and Oklahoma connections in this NBA All-Star weekend.
Thunder star Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was voted in as a starter for his fourth All-Star game appearance, but an injury will keep the reigning league MVP from actually playing in the game. SGA is among the NBA's leading scorers with almost 32 points per game. Meanwhile, Thunder center Chet Holmgren will play in the game. It'll be an All-Star debut for the third-year player, who's averaging nearly 18 points and 9 rebounds per game. Former Oklahoma State star Cade Cunningham will make his second All-Star game appearance. The Detroit Pistons guard averages 25 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists per game. And former OU and current New Orleans Pelicans guard Jeremiah Fears will compete in tonight's Rising Stars Showcase. Thunder guard A.J. Mitchell was also chosen for the showcase, but will sit out with an injury. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
The All-Star Game Tournament tips off Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock Central Time. Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.